Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. Developers of a $2 billion project aimed at getting renewable energy from New Mexico and Arizona to large markets in the Southwest are looking to clear one more regulatory hurdle as they seek state permission for the massive project. Consultants for the SunZia project and concerned ranchers will be testifying over the next 5 days before the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission. The project has been years in the making and not without controversy, as disputes initially rose over its proximity to a U.S. military installation and environmentalists raised concerns about effects on wildlife. The proposed transmission lines would cross about 520 miles of state, federal, and private land in the two states. The Goldwater Institute is presenting oral arguments today in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in a lawsuit that questions the constitutionality of the Indian Child Welfare Act. Fronteras reporter Laura Morales has more.
The Goldwater Institute says the law known as ICWA makes it more difficult for state officials to protect Native American children who are neglected or abused. In this class action case, the Phoenix-based public policy group represents four Arizona kids and their adoptive parents. Attorney Addie Dinar says their adoptions have been finalized, but only after the parents jumped through many hoops and the children remained in foster care for several years.
So before these children can be protected, you have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the termination would further the safety and security of the child, which the Supreme Court has said is an almost insurmountable burden, which should not be applied in child welfare cases.
ICWA was passed in 1978 in an attempt to end an era when the federal government was forcing Native American children to assimilate into Anglo culture. But critics say it has morphed into a tool to protect tribal power at the expense of Native children. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
Critics were outraged at spending by special interest groups during New Mexico's primary election. There's special concern about spending by the parent company of New Mexico's largest utility. Some thoughts on the controversy from commentator Walt Rubel.
New Mexico has laws preventing companies regulated by the Public Regulation Commission from contributing to those running to be PRC commissioners, but they don't do any good. That was made clear in the days leading up to Tuesday's primary election, when PNM Resources, the parent company to the largest regulated utility in the state, contributed $440,000 to help commissioners who they believe were friendly to their cause. The money was directed to New Mexicans for Progress, a newly created political action committee that immediately went to work on a last-minute campaign to smear challengers opposing their favored regulators, Sandy Jones and Linda Lovejoy. The company argues that its participation is legal, appropriate, and necessary to help ensure a fair election. Important policy decisions will be made by our next generation of elected officials, and we want to ensure that voters have the information to understand each candidate's position on key public policy issues, the company argues. Of course, the attack ads produced with the $440,000 had nothing to do with public policy issues. There was no mention of energy generation, the rate-making process, solar energy, or any of the other issues facing the PRC that may have helped voters. Rather, they were the same old fare that we've come to expect from decades of being exposed to negative campaign ads. Scary music, photos resembling police mugshots, and past voting records taken out of context. I'm not sure how much elected regulators are going for these days, but it turns out that $440,000 wasn't enough. Jones lost to Steve Fishman, and Lovejoy lost to Teresa Bencenti Aguilar. Give the voters credit. The attack ads came too late in the process for a response, but voters were able to recognize garbage when they saw it. That's the good news. The bad news is that, despite its failed investment of shareholders' money in this election, PNM Resources apparently believes it has a role to play in the selection of its regulators. PNM Resources is exercising its right to participate in the political process, as other groups and organizations do, the company said. While it is true that other groups and organizations participate in the political process, none of them are regulated by the board selected through that process. Last week, Mariel Nananzi, executive director of the public advocacy group New Energy Economy, filed a motion in a PNM case demanding that Jones and Lovejoy recuse themselves from that case. Never has it been clearer that PNM not only buys influence, their attempt to actually install their preferred regulators is not only unprecedented, but illegal and stunningly offensive, Nananzi said. Any decision made by the hearing officer could be overturned by the commission, but that could lead to a hearing in the state Supreme Court. Jones and Lovejoy may be on their way out, but that won't fix the problem. PNM and other regulated utilities can't pick their regulators. The state needs to shut the back door that's allowing them into the process. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
While Rubel's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News, his opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.